Well, Diane, many of our listeners may already know that Robert has a significant real estate holding. And sometimes we get the objection that, well, Robert got all his properties through the RTC. That stands for Resolution Trust Corporation. And it was back in the early 80s when real estate took a real dive. And he moved to Phoenix and he picked up quite a few properties. And in fact, he does speak about that in the Think It section of this program. So we get questions, well, it was easy for him, but you just can't do that anymore.
You know, Sharon, it's funny. I've been at those seminars where people in the seminar will raise their hand and tell Robert, you can't do that anymore. And I know what Robert's typical answer is, well, maybe you can't, but I can. And I heard that enough that recently I purposely went out to find a property myself in Phoenix, Arizona. By the way, Phoenix, Arizona is currently at the top of the hottest market it's ever had. Real estate is at an all-time high. Everybody is saying you can't find a deal here. A house will go on the market and people will pay more than it's being listed for. How can you make a good buy? So I set out to try to find a way to do that. What I did is I called my broker, my real estate broker, and asked him to look for any property that had been on the market for more than 90 days. So he can do that as a search through his computer that's linked into all the listings. It's called the MLS service. From that, he printed out a list, and then we just targeted a certain price range and sent out blanket offers. I never looked at the properties. Every offer was at 70 to 80% of what they were listing.
Isn't that risky, not looking at the property?
Actually, what we did is put a clause in it that the offer was subject to inspection and subject to financing.
So you had no risk. If you went to look at the property and it was falling down, you could exit from the contract.
Exactly. In fact, when you say subject to inspection, it's pretty open. I could have rejected it because I didn't like the pink wallpaper. So there was nothing in the offer that said I had to buy this.
So that's a very important point to remember in real estate.
Exactly. So it gave me an out. And it also saved me a lot of time. I didn't have to drive all over town looking at these. And it saved my broker time. That is something I'm very aware of. I want to keep the broker on my team. So I want to work with him to help support him, too.
Because he only gets paid if you buy a property, correct?
That's exactly right. Now, in this particular case, we found a property that had been foreclosed on by Fannie Mae. Now, Fannie Mae is a government organization that makes loans, and the government is not known as the best marketers in the world. So the first thing they did on the condo, this is a condo unit, was turned off the power. So there was no way to look at the property. You had to open all the drapes and bring flashlights because it was an interior unit in a condo complex. So with flashlights, we looked at it and thought, this might be a good deal. Worked out a deal with Fannie Mae. Now, again, because it was a government, what's called REO, real estate owned, because it was an REO, they were able to do special financing for me.
And what does that mean?
The financing was that I just needed to come up with 15% down. And all closing costs were covered. Everything was done. I didn't have to pay any extra points. It was handled. The loan was very easy to qualify for, and it was a low-interest loan.
Wonderful. And you got that because your broker just looked through listings?
That's right. And also, just letting you know, in the Phoenix market, typically an average property would go for probably $130,000 or so. I got this condo for $31,000, which is a huge discount. Mainly because Fannie Mae wouldn't turn on the power so anybody could look at it. One of the secrets in buying real estate is you look for a problem to solve. So we knew there was one problem already. Fannie Mae hadn't turned on the lights so anybody could see this house. Well, once the lights were on, we saw what the second problem was. The people that had lived there had been smokers, so the walls were covered with smoke. Now, this is a pretty easy to solve problem. You could have just cleaned it and painted it, and that's something I could have done myself. I'm not very handy and I wasn't interested, so I hired somebody to come in and clean the walls and paint it. That cost me about $1,500. So all in all, I was into this property for just a little over $6,000. Now let me tell you about my cash flow. I have a cash flow from the rental that the property immediately rented of $265 a month. That means my return on asset, my cash on cash return, is 52%.
And that 52% you have achieved in the last year.
Correct. This is the hottest market ever in Phoenix, Arizona. When people say, you can't do that anymore, you can't do that here, I got 52% return. I think that's pretty good.
But Diane, you bought a $130,000 property for $31,000, but you're a CPA. I mean, you can do that. You know what you're doing. How can someone else find that kind of deal?
That's a great question. And first of all, I want to say that the way I learned this is not because I know how to do my calculator really fast, which a lot of people do. The way I learned real estate was because I have always had clients who are some of the wealthiest people around. Every single one of them has real estate. Quickly, I learned this is the secret to wealth. And so I just learned from them. And that's how I learned the techniques. Let me tell you about another story. This is another client of mine, a very dear friend of mine who lives in Texas. And for the purposes of the program, we'll call her Sue. Now, Sue is legally blind, but she was determined to create passive income for herself. So in less than 2 years, she now has over 20 houses. Now, you might ask, how can someone who's legally blind buy properties? That's because she's assembled a team. Other people look at the properties. What she's good at is crunching the numbers. And by the way, she is not an accountant. She had no training in this. She learned from others what was a good deal. She was also very good at talking to people, and so she found good tenants for properties. She made good deals when she bought the property because she assembled the team. Now, let me tell you, if Sue can do this, anyone can do this. And by the way, since she can't drive, she has a little vision, but so she'll ride her bicycle. So she's had to buy properties that are within bicycle ride of her home and has been successful with it.
What a great story.